There's lots of great things happening. You mentioned football, and we are in Texas, and football's king, and our Lions are winning right now, we're really excited about that. You did just do the commercial for our community pep rally, and that's going to be tomorrow evening, and we're inviting all the community out to come out and just really help celebrate. It'll actually be Friday night is our homecoming game.
Fantastic.
So
we carry the games on GVL, and that's cool, especially for the away games. With the home games, we need to get folks out in those stands, right?
Absolutely we do. We actually have, for our students and our staff, and we've been getting quite a few wins, and so every Monday after a win, students and staff are able to wear jeans and a Lion Spirit shirt. So that's been really exciting, and getting some people out to cheer our guys on to make sure that we get some fans in the stands. That makes all the difference. So really excited about football this season.
Is there anything in a more curriculum-oriented area you want to bring to home?
Absolutely. we're doing quite a bit for academics. You mentioned the CTE advisory board you're sitting on today. We're really excited about starting that up and partnering with our community to make absolutely sure that we are providing the best opportunities for our students with real-world practical experiences. For example, we, having students internship at a actual radio station and having them having the expertise of not only learning about it through a book and through videos, but actually coming and having that experience.
It's multifaceted. I mean, I know that you have various automotive and robotic
culinary arts and solar cars, welding, health science, all of those. We have quite a few.
And so for the uninitiated, CTE stands for
Career Technical Education.
There we go. In other words, get a well-rounded high school education where you can go possibly hit the work market or the job market quickly.
Yeah, lots of our students graduate with industry certification, able to immediately go into the workforce and start their careers. And many other of our students take that opportunity and go to college, and instead of flipping burgers, are able to work as a pharmacy tech or work in radio or whatever the case may be.
Or go out to innovation first, perhaps.
Exactly.
Who knows what? There's lots of opportunities.
Absolutely. And we're excited to be able to give it to them in high school.
I just got to say thank you for gracing the program, and I appreciate your new spirit and everything that you bring to the GISD and
the
school system. And I can sense it it manifests itself in many ways, and I just I'm real excited about it. Amy, you have anything you want to chime in? Amy Tarpley Wade, I know from another life.
Just thank you for allowing us to be on this morning, and as community relations, I just want to maybe put out a plug that if there are any businesses or community people that want to partner with us, you can call me or email, and we can always use a partner or a sponsorship or help in lots of ways.
So let's do a social media thing. I know you all have a Facebook page, and I'm not exactly, it doesn't come top of mind, so give it to me. Is it Greenville ISD?
ISD is as all of our. We are on Twitter, we're on Facebook, Instagram. Mm-hmm.
And we have a website.
And a website.
GreenvilleISD.com.
Yes. Well, you can see who my partner is up here.
All right. I got the Greenville Lion. Love it.
Yeah, we are still spreading the red. I don't know if that's still the slogan of choice, but I do that, and we are definitely going with the Lions in any way we can. So you know where to come to if you have a special event or something you want to bring to the attention of the Hunt County Greenville area.
Yes, sir.
And as friendly, my partner says, the door is always open, the mic is always hot.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate it very much.
And we will see you hopefully at the community pep rally, and I'll maybe see you today at the CTE.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Well, at least we got...